During a once-in-a-century pandemic that's frozen domestic and global travel, who'd want to lead an airline fighting for its survival? Paul Scurra, the chief executive of Virgin Australia, says he's up for the challenge now that the debt-laden company's revealed its plan for the post-COVID world, which includes sacking 3,000 staff. US private equity firm Bain Capital's rescued Virgin after the airline collapsed in April, owing $6.8 billion. Paul Scurra is speaking here with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Oh, look, it has been a challenge. I won't lie about that, Peter, but it's worse for the people who are leaving. It's been my focus since the day the pandemic hit to make sure that the airline is in the position to survive at the end of it. We always knew it was going to be difficult. For me, I'm holding up okay, but I really feel for the 3,000 people who are about to lose their jobs.
How dark were those initial days behind the scenes back in April when Virgin collapsed, when the federal government rejected your pleas for that $1.1 billion lifeline?
It was quite surreal, actually, Peter, and we had a team working 24/7. It was pretty dark here. The atmosphere was very somber, and it did feel at some point like we were living some sort of parallel existence.
Now that Virgin is on the way back, will you be making face masks compulsory on all your flights?
We will do whatever it takes to make sure that the passengers who travel with us have peace of mind when they do so. But we are using face masks extensively right now. In and out of Melbourne, for example, they are compulsory.
So is that a yes, that you will be making face masks compulsory on all flights?
We haven't yet made the decision to make them compulsory on all flights. Interstate in Queensland, we believe it is a low risk. But if the health authorities tell us that that is a necessary thing to do, of course we'll do it.
The supermarket chain Woolworths, for example, has urged customers to wear masks. So personally, do you feel safe on a plane without a mask, even just as a precaution?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do understand that some customers want to, and we do offer masks on every flight. I do feel safe on planes. We have incredibly good air filtration. We are deep cleaning our planes on a far more regular basis than we ever have. However, I do know and I do understand that that is a risk that people want us to be dealing with.
Even if restrictions are lifted in the months ahead, how hard is it going to be to make people feel confident about getting on a crowded plane without masks being a condition of flying?
We will keep a very close eye on that, and if there is the assurance required that people are all wearing masks, and that's a decision we'll make at the time, and we won't hesitate to make that call in other parts of our network if necessary.
There may never be a vaccine found for COVID-19, so how are you preparing to operate an airline in those circumstances?
I think many other business leaders have talked about the need to find a way to live with the virus. There is obviously a lot of hope about a vaccine, but if one doesn't come along, we'll take whatever measures we need to make sure it's completely safe to travel.
The reality is that aviation might not get back to normal until 2023. Qantas is burning $40 million a week just to keep operating. How much cash will Bain Capital allow you to burn?
Well, we'll burn the minimum amount, of course. We're not burning anywhere near the cash that Qantas is at the moment, but no airline can see the situation continue into infinity.
State borders are shut. The situation is dire in Melbourne. The economic damage is now even greater than just a week ago. So is the federal government's strategy working? Do you want to see more?
I think what me and most business leaders want to see is a plan for how we're going to deal with it if there's no vaccine, how we're going to deal with it if there continues to be hotspots and outbreaks. I don't know how much longer we can sustain border closures, but we just want to make sure that we get this thing under control.
Was there a significant chance that before Bain Capital came to the rescue that Virgin would go bankrupt, into oblivion, liquidated, and the business carved up, leaving Qantas with a monopoly in Australia?
There was a very real chance of that happening, Peter, and there were some days there where we weren't 100% confident that we were going to come out of it. So that was a real possibility.
3,000 staff going is a very big number, but what pressure did you face from Bain Capital to cut even deeper, for example, 5,000 sackings?
One thing I've learnt about Bain since they decided to buy Virgin is that they're very fact-based, so the position we've taken forward is one of strong agreement.
Bain doesn't get full legal control of Virgin until creditors sign off in September. Are you confident that this is a done deal and that it won't be derailed?
Well, no deal's done till it's actually done, Peter, but I'm very confident that Bain will be our owners, and I am in no doubt whatsoever that it is the best outcome for creditors.
Virgin Australia Chief Executive Paul Scurrah speaking there with Peter Ryan.